is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exist for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election. For those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interest, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. Our campaign represents a true existential threat like they haven't seen before. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous trade deals, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation. And this will be our last chance to save it. This election will determine whether we're a free nation or whether we have only the illusion of democracy, but are in fact controlled by a small handful of global special interests rigging the system, and our system is rigged. This is reality. You know it, they know it, I know it, and pretty much the whole world knows it. The Clinton machine is at the center of this power structure. We've seen this firsthand in the WikiLeaks documents in which Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these global financial powers, her special interest friends, and her donors. Honestly, she should be locked up. The most powerful weapon deployed by the Clintons is the corporate media, the press. Let's be clear on one thing. The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda. And the agenda is not for you, it's for themselves. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever's necessary. The Clintons are criminals, remember that. This is well documented. And the establishment that protects them has engaged in a massive cover-up of widespread criminal activity at the State Department and the Clinton Foundation in order to keep the Clintons in power. They knew they would throw every lie they could at me and my family and my loved ones. They knew they would stop at nothing to try to stop me. Nevertheless, I take all of these slings and arrows gladly for you. I take them for our movement so that we can have our country back. I knew this day would arrive. It's only a question of when. And I knew the American people would rise above it and vote for the future they deserve. The only thing that can stop this corrupt machine is you. The only force strong enough to save our country is us. The only people brave enough to vote out this corrupt establishment is you, the American people. Our great civilization has come upon a moment of reckoning.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
That speech from President Trump, oh my gosh, that was some powerful stuff. Welcome to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Troyer. What a docket we have today. Roger Stone is going to be joining us as usual in the second hour. Austin Fleckus in the first hour at 3:30. We're going to be discussing some of the violence and vitriol and hatred that he saw at the Women's March in LA, as well as the clips where he gets these protesters to admit they want Trump dead. And they want Pence dead, and really they just want all the Trump supporters dead and America dead. Of course, that is the only ends to that cause. And then Tyler Nix is going to be joining us with Roger in the second hour, and then sticking around with me for the 5 o'clock hour as well to just talk about everything. He's actually right now reading the FISA document to give his expert legal analysis on that. We had a little discussion on that, about what I read, about what he thinks, and everything that's be going on. And it looks more and more, you know, this is amazing. For people that don't understand what InfoWars' role really is, other than kind of being the beacon of truth and the light in the darkness and covering the things no one else wants to cover, just look at what happened this week. If you don't understand why Alex Jones says, we are the media now, we are the news now. Look at what happened this week. Earlier this week, we make a big deal out of the FISA, the top secret declassified document. We get Bill Binney on the Alex Jones show, and we make a huge deal of this document. Now all of a sudden everyone's talking about it. Now all of a sudden we're making the correlations between that document and what's going to happen with the Nunes memo. But what is happening on the flip side of this? Well, all of a sudden, Barack Obama has allegedly lawyered up. All of a sudden, this FISA document basically pointing out to all the illegality of the Obama administration with the DOJ and the FBI and everyone over there colluding with one another to basically break the law and to spy on Trump's team. Well, now all of a sudden that gets blown open. All of that gets found out. And now it's alleged that Barack Obama has lawyered up. Now, this, of course, was a mention by QAnon saying Barack Obama has just gotten legal counsel, and then he leaves a little crumb 9WW, and everyone believes that that's the nine lawyers that you can see in the front fold of the picture at the Wilkinson and Walsh website. In fact, guys, if you want to pull that up, you can see the nine lawyers. This is what they believe. So this is the story that I pulled from their website, but actually on the homepage, it has nine attorneys. They have settled high stakes, big time cases. I'm trying to recall, but I believe some big pharma cases in there. So this is the exact type of group I guess Obama would want to hire. They do have an office in DC, but this was a story on their website from March 22nd. White House Associate Counsel Rakesh Kalaru joins Wilkinson and Walsh Law Firm. Wilkinson and Walsh Law Firm today announced that former Obama administration official Rakesh Kalaru has joined the firm's rapidly growing litigation practice. So, Rakesh served as a special assistant to the president and associate counsel in the Office of White House Counsel, where he provided legal advice to President Obama and senior administration officials focusing on healthcare, education, labor, and employment, housing, and the Supreme Court. Well, apparently, Obama is going to wish that Kalaru had provided him better legal counsel on a broader scope, because it looks like Obama was breaking the law the whole time, and it's all about to be blown wide open. So the theory is Obama has hired this law firm now, which would make sense. They're based in D.C. They handle high-stakes cases, and they have Kalaru, a former counsel to President Obama, President Hussein, on their staff. So, you've got that going on. Meanwhile, just like we told you, DOJ recovers missing text messages between anti-Trump FBI agent Stroke and Page. These are the text messages that are what we believe is going to expose them planning or talking about assassinating President Trump. But you know, I was thinking about something when I was thinking about this story breaking. So they create this huge spy grid, right? And they do all of this stuff to be able to spy on America, collect all your data, collect everything you ever send over the digital atmosphere, if you will. Totally illegal, against the Constitution, no privacy anymore. Nobody likes it, right? But then what ends up biting them in the ass? The very spy grid that they set up to keep the American people at bay, or excuse me, quote unquote, for our safety, even though magically they can't do anything about 13 children being tortured in a dungeon, children being trapped in cages. They have no idea about Stephen Paddock or anything about him. But we're going to be able to uncover these missing text messages, these deleted text messages, because you know why. The NSA has them all stored up, and they use X key score. Type in an X key score, and then they find it for you. So this is all going on. So the very spy grid that they set up to spy on us and keep us at bay for our safety is going to end up biting them in the butt. Incredible. So we're going to get those deleted text messages between the FBI agent Peter Stroke and his lover, Lisa Page. We're going to get the Devin Nunes memo, and we're going to get them, I think, probably next week, maybe before that. And this is incredible. So you've got all of that developing. Oh, but then you've also got Assistant Attorney General Stephen Boyd telling the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes on Wednesday that releasing the memo prepared by the committee staff alleging abuses at the Department of Justice and FBI would be extraordinarily reckless. Now, what does the top secret FISA document indicate? That the FBI and the DOJ were acting illegally. So imagine my shock that the FBI and the DOJ would tell Devin Nunes and the House Intelligence Committee that they cannot release that memo because of the damage that it would do to the Department of Justice and the FBI, citing it to be extraordinarily reckless and saying it's alleged abuses. Well, if it was just alleged abuses, why would it be so damning to the DOJ and the FBI? Folks, they're caught red-handed. They're trapped rats. They are cornered. The wolves are really circling, and the walls are really closing in on them. This is really incredible that's going on right now. And then meanwhile, Trump lands in Davos and just immediately starts kicking ass. The stock market had been stagnant pretty much all week. Trump lands in Davos. It takes a 200-point tick and goes up. And guess what? I'll tell you right now, after Trump gives his speech tomorrow to Davos, Dow is going to hit 27,000 next week. I guarantee it. And this new America First agenda from the American president, this new American prosperity agenda from the American president, with all this momentum behind it, with the tax cuts, with the repatriation monies coming back, you had Anheuser, you had InBev, you had Deloitte, you had all these companies today sitting with Trump in a meeting that he hosted saying, yeah, we're going to bring back $2 billion to America. Yeah, I think we're going to bring back $2 million to America. You know what? We're going to invest more in America. America's back, and Trump is about to go right to the globalist face that tried to put their boot on us till we drown, and he's going to say, guess what? We're back, and we're coming for you, and we're going to be bigger than ever. And the stock market and the economy is going to reflect this. These are amazing times.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free Press needs your help, Frank.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room.
Infowars.com/show.
You can't even comprehend the stuff that's going on right now, where William Benny is going around blowing the lid off of this top secret FISA document, and now people whose shows he's going on have black helicopters going over their houses while they're on air. And of course, this has happened to Larry Nichols when he's on the Alex Jones show. I mean, this is like, so the beautiful thing about it is that in the past, when Alex Jones was waging his war against the deep state, waging his war against the globalists, he was seemingly a voice in the wilderness, a cry in the silence where no one else would hear and no one else would have his back. But now, if you tune into Fox Business, if you tune into Fox News, if you tune into anyone who is sprouting up these new YouTube channels that are just independent patriots who are trying to get the truth out there, it's all exactly as it sounded on the Alex Jones show 10, 20 years ago. Here is an incredible introduction to the Lou Dobbs show that honestly sounds like a very articulate State of the Union address.
Good evening, everybody. It may be time to declare war outright against the deep state and clear out the rot in the upper levels of the FBI and the Justice Department. Yes, I said the rot. The FBI and the DOJ have broken the public trust by destroying evidence, defying oversight, and actively trying to bring down the Trump presidency. Tonight, there are new concerns that anti-Trump FBI officials formed even a secret society at the FBI to subvert the president after his election. That's according to two Republican lawmakers who've seen some of the thousands of texts between the FBI's Peter Strzok and Lisa Page.
Secret societies, insurance programs, deleted text messages, spirit cookings, deleted emails. The list goes on and on and on. Then you have Sean Hannity saying the walls are closing in on the deep state. So, again, I'm not sitting here trying to lionize Fox, because Fox, you know, they have a blacklist of people they don't let on there. Alex Jones is probably one of those people. And they have hosts on there that I don't think cover everything, whether that's by their choice or not. And then they have Shep Smith, who's just like, ugh, I don't know what his deal is. But, I mean, how can you not salute Sean Hannity? How can you not salute Lou Dobbs as they are in this with us? And we've been waiting a long time to have major television networks to finally be reporting the truth and broadcasting the extreme truths out there that in the past they would say that the public couldn't handle. But here we are. Now, I don't know how arrests don't happen at this point, to be honest with you. Of course, you look at the past and you say, well, come on, Schroyer. Of course, there's not going to be any arrests. These people are in power. They've got the money. They've got the influence. Yes, but there's so many of them now. And it goes so deep that even if these people are reaching plea bargains, even if these people are agreeing to cooperate in order to turn over someone else, there's got to be jail time for this. I mean, we're talking about high crimes in the office of the President of the United States. We're talking about high crimes scaling across the scope of the DOJ and the FBI. And it just goes on and on. And I believe that Admiral Mike Rogers, even though he essentially allowed the NSA to go along with these high crimes, was well aware of it, knew it was illegal, and basically hedged his own bet by getting up close to President Trump and telling him what is going on. And so that now, as we read the FISA documents and as the release the memo and the memo comes out, he's going to be able to say, hey, look, I reported this was going on and I made sure that the president knew about this. And that's why I think the president knew he was being wiretapped. And that's why I think the president moved his campaign offices or headquarters out of Trump Tower for a moment after a meeting with Admiral Mike Rogers. So you've got all that going on. The stock market keeps hitting records and records. It kind of had a, I don't want to say a stagnation this week, but if you follow the stock, you'll notice that it wasn't till today that it saw its first real, either boom or bust. It's really kind of just been minor ups and downs. And today it had its first big boom. I'm not sure where it is right now. I guess the market's going to close here in about, 35 minutes. So we'll see if it hits a record today. It already hit a record today, but then it retreated a little bit. But once Trump gives a speech tomorrow and all of these new numbers start coming in about these, all these, companies investing again in the United States, I do believe by next week the Dow will hit 2,700 and, you're going to see a major uptick by close today and tomorrow. We'll have to see where the market closes. But Trump is in Davos, and just like the media here in America, the fake news media that wants to grill Trump every chance they get, they did the same thing to him when he landed in Davos. Guys, let's go to clip six. As soon as Trump lands, they're saying, "Oh, Trump, you're the bad guy. Nobody likes you. Trump, how are you going to be accepted here?
You think you're going to be received well here? Are you going to be received well?"
"I already am. Look, you take a look. You tell me."
You know what's funny? You know what? I like making analogies. And there's this, actually, I've told Harrison to watch this movie. It's called Nerve. And there's this moment in the movie Nerve where the popular girl in high school, who's always been the most popular girl in high school, is having a party, and she's used to being the belle of the ball and the most talked about thing and everything. And then her friend, who's kind of the loser, kind of the reject, you know, nobody really talks about her, nobody really cares about you. It's a great film, by the way. Shows up at the party, and now she's the most popular girl. She's the one everyone's talking about. She's the one everyone's pointing at and talking about. She's the big deal. That's what just happened at Davos. All of these other people, these globalists, are used to being the big deal at Davos. And then the media is used to fawning over them. So it's like, oh, Trump is coming. He's not in the secret society. He's not a globalist. He's one of those crazy nationalists that we don't like here at Davos. We don't want America to be sovereign. No, we want to suck America dry. And so there's this negative perception of Donald Trump and of all these old heads and all the old people that are usually at Davos that are, "Look at me here at Davos. I'm the big deal. I've got all the attention. I've been coming to Davos. I know how the world works. I control the world markets. I control the globalist economy. We're the main focus here. We make the headlines. We make the news streams. That's what we do at Davos. Everybody look at me." And so that's how it's been going. And that's how it was going. And then Donald Trump lands and all the focus literally goes and looks at Trump. And now everyone's obsessed with Trump. All the cameras are on Trump. All the media is talking about Trump. Everybody's on Trump. And so the same fake media is like, "Oh, well, look who's here. It's, ooh, President Trump is here. Hey, Trump, how do you think you're going to get accepted here? How do you think they're going to look at you here, Trump? You know, nobody liked you, Trump. How do you think you'll be accepted?" And so he kind of pauses and he looks around and he goes, "In case you haven't noticed, I'm the biggest deal here. In case you haven't noticed, I've already been well received. Oh, and by the way, in case you haven't noticed, back home in America, ever since I landed here and started saying America first, the stock market went 200 points up, baby. That's right. It's President Donald Trump. He's making America great again, and he's about to rub Davos' nose right in it."
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Matt Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Right's freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value, and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The American way of life is under attack.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at InfoWars.com/show.
Winning so much, it shouldn't be legal, but it is, so we keep doing it. Dow soars 200 points after blowout earnings from Caterpillar, 3M, and right after Trump lands in Davos. I mean, it just sucks. I mean, this Russian bot, Donald Trump, he's a Russian bot. Unbelievable. How about this? The rumors were true. Vince McMahon says a gimmick-free XFL to return in 2020. You know what that means to me? That means he's targeting the NFL. When he says gimmick-free XFL, that means, okay, we're going to play real football and we're going to drive the NFL out of business. That's unpatriotic. So that's what you get, Roger Goodell, when you want to kneel for the anthem and do nothing about it. Meanwhile, on Drudge, center column, top story, which is where our video was for 24 hours, still doesn't have 100,000 views because YouTube is sabotaging us. Soros snaps, USA on course towards nuclear war because of Trump. So George Soros is freaking out. He spent more money in the last 2 years trying to destroy America than he ever has before. And Donald Trump is winning just by providence and by invoking we the people. So here we are. Yet somehow, if you go out in the streets of New York or Austin, Texas, or as my friend Austin Fletcher of Fleckus Talks does out in California, you find the most ignorant Trump haters that you could ever imagine. And really, Trump hater is just the brainwashed side effect that they have right now. Ignorant is really the true word I would use to describe these people. But, you know, Fleckus, it's amazing. While all of this amazing news is happening for American patriots, for the American people, they still don't want to accept it, even though it's happening right in front of their face. They still want to hate Trump the Redeemer for America. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, it really is. And that's like a recurring theme for the left, too. They do it in every aspect of their lives. I mean, look at like the Women's March, for example. The Women's March, they're all there standing up for women, standing up for women. And if you ask them why, they say, oh, Trump said something inappropriate 10 years ago or 12 years ago. But in reality, there's stuff happening to women today where there's women in, you know, set in sex slavery. There's women who are acid attacked, women who have no rights and, you know, are completely viewed at as less than human. And you ask them about that, and it's like, that's not, you know, what they're actually talking about. Oh, I'm talking about something else. But like when there's actual issues pressed in front of them, they don't seem to care.
Yeah, I mean, I had a Bill Clinton rape t-shirt out in New York because I was in the Women's March. So I'm like, oh, it's a Women's March, you know, Me Too. The Me Too movement really started with Juanita Broderick and Kathleen Willey and all of Bill Clinton's victims. So I had my Bill Clinton shirt on, you know, it's the Women's March, right? Oh no, they didn't care about the Bill Clinton rapings. All they cared about was my Trump scarf. It was the Trump scarf that triggered him. So that really proves this wasn't a Women's March. This was an anti-Trump march.
Yeah, and that's always how it goes. I mean, just the left ruining everything. The left is ruining, you know, peaceful protests. They do it with Antifa, or they're getting violent and attacking people. And now the Women's March. Like, I saw your videos. There's that guy kept grinding his butt on you. It was pretty funny. But
yeah, what's
even
up
their
with
chants
that?
Aren't very clever.
Do you ever have that happen where they literally, like, grind up on you? I mean, it's really weird.
I haven't had any grinding like that, but you're a better-looking guy than me, so that might be the reason. Their chants, there was the one chant, they have the people united will never be defeated. And it's like, the people united will never be divided is so much better. Like, you guys can't even chant that good.
Yeah, but they can't see, but they can't say that anymore because they know that they're dividing the people.
100%. And there was a young lady with me in my video who's a Trump supporter and had a Trump hat on. And was just trying to have peaceful dialogue, and people would walk by and give her looks and just really wonder why she was there. And if you think about it, it's like, is this really about women, or is this about women who voted for Hillary Clinton are very, you know, for abortion and hate Donald Trump? Because then if you count the numbers, like, that's not a majority of women anymore.
No, and it proves it's not a women's march too when you have, again, you witnessed it when you went out there, a Trump supporting woman gets laughed at and scoffed at and hated. Millie Weaver gets, farted at. That literally happened. It sounds insane, but Millie Weaver, our reporter, I don't know if you saw that video. Did you see that one?
I did not see the fart attack, no.
We had a fart attack caught on video. A man farts on Millie Weaver, our female reporter. It's the most sick thing. And then in New York, we had Daria out there with us, and she got spat on by the same rabid Trump hater that you saw in that video that spat on all of us. So, I mean, these people are really, hey, let me ask you this, because I will just say this. I won't say too much, but we're about to come out with a video basically exposing what is a blatant stand down of the New York Police Department when they won't arrest that individual, even though they've seen the evidence and they'd had multiple attacks. Did you see anything in LA that would indicate to you these people are being protected by the police, or anything out there where they should have been arrested and nothing happened?
In this most recent march, the LA people were pretty good, but I have seen that, and we've both seen that in Berkeley. That's exactly what happened in Berkeley. Basically, the police were told to stand down.
Right.
And then they didn't have the no mask rule. So people kind of just had the ability to anonymously destroy stuff. And then once it got out of hand, it got out of hand. From some of the protests I've seen, all in all, I would say a majority of the bad incidents are when they don't enforce the no mask rule and when the police kind of take a step back. I mean, look at Charlottesville for the perfect example.
Yeah, and then you've got this situation in Charlottesville where we have I forget the guy. I think it was, you know, I'm going to forget, so I'm not going to say it, but where he says on social media, oh, I'm very proud of myself and my rifle here. We chased off James Field, the bad guy. We made him leave. Well, wait a second. Did you just admit that you forced him to flee the scene in his car, which eventually led to what you're blaming for Heather Heyer's death? So did you just basically admit that you were the one responsible? And it's like, where are the police? Where are the investigations into these radical left terrorists? I don't understand it. You don't have videos of a pro-Trump march or a conservative march where a liberal shows up and gets spat on, gets attacked. You know, that just doesn't happen. I mean, I think the lines have been pretty clearly divided here. And that's why it's so great the work you do too, where, you know, I tell people this, they say, why are you out here? Why are you out here? I say, to expose you. I'm out here to expose you.
Yeah, exactly. And then this last march, I was lucky because people would say, well, why are you here? And I would say, well, I actually live right there. And they were walking right in front of my building. And they left trash everywhere, by the way. The
that's
trash
convenient.
Completely overflowing. There were coffee cups everywhere and there's trash everywhere.
Well, you didn't have to walk far. You didn't have to walk far to work, but you did have to clean up their trash.
I had to live with it actually the crews were pretty good though. They cleaned it up within, I'd say, 6 hours. So, you know, props to them. Thank you to them. But when it comes to the police, it's the same thing with the left all over again. They have like this asterisk next to the rules where, you know, it's illegal to immigrate here just by crossing the border and showing up. But if you're here and you have a family, you know, we're not going to break you up. Or it's illegal to spit on people and assault people. But if you do it to the InfoWars guy who's kind of giving you a hard time at your protest, okay, we get it. And that's not what America's all about. And that's not what America was, you know, why America was great. America is great because we have a strict set of rules that everyone follows. And that, you know, strictness allows for people to really engage with each other and appreciate their individual rights. And once you take that away, oh, some people are allowed to do this. Some people are allowed to get spit on. Some people are allowed to spit. And it's like, who makes the rules? Is it because of social media and Facebook and the, you know, the liberal policies of the Democrats that they keep trying to poop down our throats? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. You know what? I got a couple more questions for you with that. We're about to take a break here, but I want to stick with this for a second. And then what we're going to do is we're going to do Laughing with Liberals with Fleckus Talks. I don't think I've done Laughing at Liberals with you. Have I yet?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. So Laughing at Liberals with Fleckus Talks on the other side. And I've got another question for him. I want to see if he gets the same type of treatment that we get yet out there as far as the faux security is concerned. He still kind of blends in because he doesn't have the InfoWars mic flag, but I think they're catching on to him.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1-2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goatweed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
So it's reached a point for myself, for Millie Weaver, for Alex Jones. If we want to go out on the street, for Alex, it's like guaranteed. For me and Millie, I think that they kind of almost have like a side of, like they almost feel bad for us. They think like we're some sort of brainwashed minion of Alex Jones when that's nowhere near the case, you know? But, so I think they may kind of, at least they used to hold back on me and Millie. Now you saw it over the weekend at the Women's March that they don't really hold back anymore. They'll spit, they'll throw fists, they'll fart even. I mean, pull up the B-roll of this guy farting. In fact, can we just pull this up? Cause Fleckus hasn't seen this yet. So I wanted to ask Fleckus. Because this is what we experience every time we go to any of these events where it's the horde of brainwashed Trump haters in the streets, the zombie apocalypse in the streets. Anytime we go to this now, we basically are public enemy number one, and it's okay to hate us, spit at us, demean us, bemoan us, whatever it takes. You know, there's the spitter. There's another Trump fan that got hated on out there. So we can't, there's the farter. There he is. Look at that. Did you see that, Fleckus? He literally turns and faces Millie with his butt and forces out a fart. May have slipped out a turd. I don't know. I mean, so this is what we get when we go out on the streets. I mean, have you reached that point yet? I mean, you're not as aggressive. I mean, I know that I kind of like to rub a little bit of dirt in these guys' eyes, let them know how dumb they are. You're obviously a lot nicer, a lot more patient. You just kind of stand there and let them dish it out and make a fool of themselves. But have you had anyone that comes up to you and says, F Fleckus talks, Fleckus talks is a racist, or even to the point where they have a whole team of security come and box you out from the rest of the group? Have you experienced that yet?
You
to the person that was interviewing and said, don't talk to him, he's a troll. And then someone else from the crowd stopped that guy and said, stop white-splaining, which was one of my favorite moments ever.
So they kind of just wait to hear you talk, and then they decide, oh, crap, this guy's not on our side. He's here to embarrass us, and then they start hating you?
Yeah, that's usually what happens. But also, like at the Women's March, for example, there was just so many people there that people were open to talk, and I didn't see any of the usual suspects I interview who like know what I'm about. So I was able to stay a little more undercover. I had the pussy hat on or whatever, but people could still kind of smell it on me that I wasn't one of their, you know, that wasn't one of like the liberal feminist guys.
You mean, you mean they couldn't smell you?
No, but you know what I mean? Like I had the hat on, I'm kind of standing there like, all right, who am I going to interview? And people still looked at me like, watch out for that guy. And the other, you know, meanwhile, the other feminist guys who were there who think they're standing for women's rights are the same guys that, you know, bring girls from the bar home who are too drunk. It's like, you know, it's really ironic. But at these events, I haven't gotten physical with anyone. There are a few times people spot me out and try and, you know, prevent me from interviewing people, but no one's hit me yet. And at the Women's March, I'd say half the people I interviewed by the end, like, shook my hand and walked away. They didn't even realize I was roasting them because they were just so confident in their beliefs. And I just, you know, I let them just go and let them just rattle out what they think they know. So that ends up working out pretty well for me.
Dude, you go back to his video, guys. This is a great video that you shot. Dude, you are like hitting the zeitgeist right now. Do you realize now we're being totally sabotaged by YouTube? But your video from the Women's March has more views than our main video that was on the Alex Jones Show, the Drudge Report, and the Savage Nation. And your video has more views than ours. Can you believe that?
That's awesome. And I appreciate everyone who's watching it and sharing it. And, yeah, we've developed a pretty good fan base, you know, with my channels, my YouTube, my Instagram, and people were really excited about this one. They saw it all over the country, probably in their own hometowns. They saw the Women's March people, and they looked to people like us to go out there and say, hey, you know, what are you really doing here? Because they want to themselves.
I mean, look at that soy boy. I'm sorry. Look at that soy boy.
Yeah, he was brutal. Why aren't they paying women the same, man? It's messed up. And it's like, do you think there's some, you know, big boss guy who's like, you know what? Let's take a couple, you know, dollars off the broad's bill. We'll charge her more, or like doing stuff like that. We'll pay her less. It's, you know, no one will know. That's not what the case is. There's a lot of facts that go into it that these people just aren't aware of. So I love going out there. And the reason I go out there, honestly, the reason I started this whole channel is because I was watching your videos and other people, you know, do similar things to us. And your videos were a huge influence on me. You went out there and actually gave it to these people. You asked them the hard questions.
Well, but isn't it, you know, the amazing thing about that is it didn't even start off that way. You know, it started off organically. I mean, obviously, I assume you're referencing the Age Skrillex video. I mean, that was the first video, really, of kind of the expose the Trump haters for what they are. I mean, I know people can go out and make liberals look like idiots. Mark Dice has been doing it for years. Ami Horowitz. But that Age Skrillex video was the first time where it was like, okay, challenge the Trump haters on their thoughts and beliefs right to their face and then expose them for what they are. But the crazy thing about it, I mean, this is why the Patriot movement is so great. It's so organic. It's so natural and it's so victorious, is because I didn't plan that video. Nobody planned that video. I didn't even know I had met InfoWars twice before when they covered Ferguson, but I wasn't in touch with InfoWars. That was just a moment of providence where I'm just out there to support Trump before I had to go into the studio later that day, and I'm just out there. I couldn't get in because there was a mile line that, so I didn't even bother. So I was just standing out front, just like, okay, I'm just going to wait here, hear Trump speak, and then I'm going to go to work. And I'm just standing there, and I have people like, oh, look at this racist. Oh, look at this crazy. Oh, look at this idiot. And then eventually I'm like, who are you? What do you know? Let's see what you think. And that's kind of how it all started. And it's crazy that that's how it started. It's like, these people don't even understand how dumb they are. They think that they have the intellectual superiority, and then they get challenged, and then all they have to do is cuss at you and shout you down. I mean, it's really incredible.
It really is. And keep in mind, too, the people that I'm showing in my videos, I say, hey, do you want to do an interview? Want to talk on camera? And they say yes. So imagine the people who are like, who know I don't know anything, and they're like, actually, no, I don't want to. But these people say yes. They think, yeah, I have something to say. I'd love to, you know, talk some sense into you. And this is what they come up with. It's crazy because a lot of the people, you know, do know. I tell them straight up sometimes, especially now that people recognize me more. Now I tell them, hey, I have opposing views, but I would love to just have some dialogue with you and just see what you think and just ask you some questions. And they're like, yeah, that's cool. I still do blindside a few people and just sneak up on them and say, you know, what does your sign say? And then they repeat it. And then now we're in an interview.
Well done, Commander.
That's a great technique. It's you say, oh, can I get a shot of your sign? Sure. You get a picture of their sign. Then he says, yeah. What does it say? And then now you're in an interview.
And then they don't understand that we're actually making fun of their sign because of how stupid it is.
Yeah, exactly. Like the sign will say, you know, love, you know, F Trump, Trump's the worst, you know, whatever. And their shirt says, love is the strongest thing humans possess.
Or oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay. I've got to announce this at War Room Memes, at War Room Memes, meme of the day. Take any shot of the women, take any shot of Trump protests or the Women's March or whatever, just a huge group shot of all of them in the streets. And then it's, we are all AIDS Skrillex. We are all AIDS Skrillex. That's what it is. They're all AIDS Skrillex. They all claim they've done their research and then they say Mao Zedong was a capitalist. They say they've all done their research and then they say Lenin was a capitalist. So that's the new meme. Submit it at War Room Memes with the InfoWars logo and we will retweet you. So just any picture of a large group of protesters in the streets against Trump. We are all AIDS Skrillex now. That's the meme. All right. Now, Austin, I noticed that, your beard is looking very, very thick and voluptuous and you have some, caveman behind you as well. Have you been hitting the Mecca out there and, taking your caveman?
Honestly, I have, and no one's telling me to do this. No one's telling me to say this. I have my brain force here too. I also have iodine and colloidal silver somewhere in the miscellaneous cabinet next to my fridge. But yeah, I take this stuff in the morning and no one's telling me to say this. I really like it and it makes me feel good. It makes me feel focused. It gives me a lot of protein. I've been working out more and stuff and it's good recovery. So I like what I'm taking in here from InfoWars.
Well, I was glad to see that you had that in your background. And, you know, you do kind of look like a caveman with that beard. And I'm telling you, I can see that you've been going down to the Mecca and, hanging out with the Rock and, doing some lat presses out there. So good for you. I know you got to stay tough out there when you go on the street. So Fleckus Talks representing the caveman. Follow him on YouTube at Fleckus Talks. I don't think he's been hit with near the censorship as anyone else. So now's the time to plug his channel and make him big before they find out how powerful he is. InfoWarsStore.com. Fleckus Talks takes caveman. Why don't you? Fleckus Talks takes brain force. Roger Stone takes brain force. I take brain force. I take the lung cleanse. That's the only way I'm able to be on air today because my voice. Get to InfoWars.com and support us.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
Is the return of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Roger Stone.
Watch the live stream
right now at InfoWars.com/show.
Well, I didn't, unfortunately, get to laugh at liberals. Well, I guess we did get to laugh at liberals, but we didn't do the actual news segment, Laughing at Liberals with Fleckus Talks. But then in the break, I was laughing to myself to liberals because of this absurd. I mean, look, it's so funny. People, I print out the, I'm on the ACLU's email chain here. And so I always print out the ACLU emails and people see me reading it and they're like, oh, Troyer's secretly a leftist. Troyer's secretly working for the ACLU. And I'm like, no, I print this out to expose how dumb they are. So look at this most recent one. The ACLU needs to be shut down immediately, by the way. When Donald Trump enacted his despicable Muslim ban 1 year ago, you know what? This is what I do now. I actually correct this. His, let's say, justifiable travel ban. 1 year ago, he paraded it under the facade of national security, but it was always about hate. Okay. Let's see. Oh, it was always about love for America. Okay, so here, just let me correct you, ACLU. Again, I'm offering my services for free here, ACLU, so consider yourselves lucky. When Donald Trump enacted his justifiable travel ban 1 year ago, he paraded it under the facade. Well, I'm just gonna go ahead and say he paraded it under the reality of national security. But it was always about love for America. But then this is where they really, really make me laugh with this next part. Trump doesn't seem to understand or care that it's not a case of us versus them. This is about us, and it's tearing the fabric of our communities apart. No, you're the one that's pitting us against them, and what you don't understand is this isn't a Muslim ban. This is a ban of traveling to this country from countries that we've been bombing for at least the last 7 years. But then he says it's tearing the fabric of our communities apart. Oh, you're right. Like the terrorist attacks in New York and Texas and et cetera, where they shout Allahu Akbar and then murder Americans, run over Americans in cars. And then those loved ones, this isn't about tearing their communities apart and their families apart. That's okay, according to the ACLU. But then this is the funniest part. And I have to tell you, I actually doubt the validity of this entire story, because it comes from the ACLU, a pack of liars. But let's even say that the story is valid. So they're claiming that this person, this individual, Brian, met his quote-unquote college sweetheart, Menrena. I'm guessing she's a Muslim from Iran. And it talks about how she had to go back to Iran after her studies expired. Yeah, that's normally what happens after your visa expires. They don't point that out in here because they don't care about the law. But regardless, then they tell the story that Brian is afraid he's never going to get to see his loved one again. Well, wait. Here's a notion that they don't seem to suggest or think. Why doesn't Brian go to Iran? Why doesn't the ACLU fund a trip for Brian to go to Iran? Here's an idea, Brian. Go to Iran and never come back. Oh, that's right. You don't want to go to Iran. Do you think Iran is a sh-hole? Is that why you're not going to Iran? Is Brian saying Iran is a sh-hole and he doesn't want to go there? Or maybe it's because he's an American and if he goes to Iran as an American, he will have to be met with extreme hate. And if he goes in the wrong place, well, let's just say Brian might not be going home that night. Is that why Brian doesn't go to Iran? oh, but America is so bad because President Trump wants to protect America's borders and its national security by not allowing in people without proper vetting from countries that we've been bombing for nearly a decade. Wow, that's crazy. But here's a notion, Brian. If you really love your Iranian Muslim sweetheart that much, go to Iran. Bye. Go to Iran. Oh, that's right. You don't want to go to Iran, do you? Because America is by far the superior country. So there you go, ACLU. Another day, Owen Troyer lives to destroy the ACLU.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
Welcome to the War Room. The latest addition to InfoWars live programming. The War Room is live weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and WarRoom.show. You can follow us at War Room Show on Twitter and The War Room Show on Facebook. And all of our content can be found on our YouTube channel. Subscribe for notifications. Owen Troyer and Roger Stone bring you the day's biggest stories, as well as the latest breaking news, with a no-holds-barred, aggressive approach and commitment to bringing you the most cutting-edge analysis and information. For far too long, the liberal media complex has controlled the narrative. For far too long, the silent majority has been muzzled. The silent majority is no longer silent, and we control the narrative now. This is the War Room.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome to the Jedi Council, as we are joined by Tyler Nixon and Roger Stone here on the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Troyer, and I know that Roger's going to have breaking news as far as his intel is concerned with the FISA documents, with the hashtag release the memo, and everything else that is going on behind closed doors, not just to remove Trump, but the pushback from President Trump and his administration. And then I'm not sure how much intel you were able to gather from the White House, from the FISA documents. You're looking perturbed over there.
It's mind-numbing, frankly. It's unbelievable, really, the extent to which you look at, when you talk about spying on the American public en masse like this, and everybody, frankly, this is just a little slice of it. I mean, you could make a career trying to figure out how they've set up a system this complex. Mm-hmm. And it's because they know they're not doing the right thing. So they're trying to create all these exceptions. One of the things about the drug war that I had always stated as sort of one of the consequences of the drug war was that the Fourth Amendment has been gutted, but sort of by a backdoor, meaning like everything becomes an exception instead of like the rule is that you're not supposed to search people unless you have really good cause, basically.
And now the causes you might have.
Now it's like, no, it's a series of exceptions. It's like literally you can do it this way. And it's so arcane and complex. It's like, they can justify anything they want to do. And I think there's people, obviously there's a struggle. I mean, the larger picture that I see is a struggle going on within the intelligence community, within the NSA, of good guys versus bad guys. There are clearly people who are abusing this. One of the things I noticed was what they call the abouts, meaning instead of it being either the target is an active user of the account, meaning the account is the person you're going after, or that the actual target of the communications is the person that's a non-US person. It's even just referencing someone who is a target. So if it's the communication, multiple communication transactions, MCTs are called, are about someone who might be a target, then that's fair game. So like you could be mentioning someone and suddenly it's fair game.
So that's like, let's say that the government is spying on Owen Schroyer. And so they're spying on me. They're collecting all this data. And then all of a sudden Tyler Nixon decides he's going to send me a text or send me an email. And then, all of a sudden let's look into this Tyler Nixon guy. Who's this Tyler Nixon? Let's look into him. And then the procedures are supposed to say, no, you can't do that. Nope, that's not part of your surveillance. Nope, we have to tamper that down. Nope, you have to destroy that evidence or whatever. But then what they were doing, at least my understanding, is they were not doing that. They were not following the procedures and they were not following those guidelines.
They're so arcane, first of all. And second of all, I don't know how a court can make a rational, informed decision on this stuff. You would have to be an expert on intelligence analysis, intelligence procedures. And it seems like they know to some extent, but they're going basically on what the government's giving them. There's no sort of alternative. There's no presentation of facts. There's no presentation of anything that isn't what the NSA wants them to see. So I noticed they said, you know, there were things along the lines of, well, they disclosed this to us and, you know, they had to withhold this, but then this has been disclosed. So it's really, they're manipulating. The NSA has this awesome power to spy on us with these massive surveillance capabilities. And then also even when it comes to any form of review, which is a secret court, it's like they're holding secrets from the secret court even. So it's really a farce is what it is. It's whatever they want to get away with, whatever they can get away with. And I think the fact that the president, I think you see like leading up to the election of Donald Trump, basically, there was a lot of scrambling going on, fear that they were going to basically, the jig was up, you know, that they were going to actually have to face someone who might really review what was going on there and say, we're going to get to the bottom of this. And it's not going to be this BS with you floating this raft of like exceptions and different paperwork to try to paper over what's really going on.
Roger, you were privy to how they were going to try to distract from this and land it back on Trump, the 25th Amendment, the Me Too stuff and everything. What are you hearing right now? What do you think the media is going to do in response to all of this being exposed in the FISA document that the Obama administration was breaking the law with the DOJ and the FBI? I mean, what are you hearing right now the media planning as far as how to distract and ignore this?
I'm for the tour of New York, and of course, it's always great to be with our top legal analyst, Tyler Nixon. As you can see, I'm preparing for my upcoming trip to the UK, where I'll be speaking to the Oxford Union on January 30th, the Durham Union on February 1st, and the Cambridge Union on February 2nd. For anybody who says, why is Stone wearing a derby? It's a bowler. Now, let's get to the point at hand. I think these things are coming at us so quickly that we need to kind of sort them out and lay it out for our listeners. The 100-page document that Alex Jones laid out only days ago was essentially summarized in the 4-page memo that there's so much struggle over. It's basically an encapsulation. Here's the key point. The entire investigation into Russian collusion, the House and Senate investigations, the Mueller investigation, are all predicated on a lie, predicated on a fabrication. The entire so-called dirty dossier was a complete confection of the deep state apparatus. It passed through many hands, and it was paid for by Republicans and Democrats and the DNC and Hillary Clinton and you, the taxpayers. But that's the whole underlying point of this. This is a phony, illegitimate attempt to depose the president from power, to undo what they could not do at the ballot box under a completely false rubric, the so-called Russian collusion. Now we move into the danger zone. That's because Mr. Mueller very clearly has nothing when it comes to Russian collusion. The entire investigation has gone full cycle. We're back to his dismissal of Mr. Comey, the epically corrupt FBI director, and General Mike Flynn, a great patriot who, in my opinion, was unfairly and unjustly terminated. Now Mueller seeks to entrap the president, to box him into some kind of obstruction charge. That's where this whole narrative is headed. The question is, would any of this be necessary if we had an active attorney general who understood what was going on? If we had a chief law enforcement officer who would take the bull by the horns and expose Mr. Mueller, Mr. Comey, Mr. McCabe, and worst of all, the fellow who should be discharged immediately, Mr. Rosenstein? I think not. If you want to blame someone for the chaos right now, not the perp, but the one who is so either dumb or so lazy or so distracted that he cannot bust this wide open, sadly, it would be Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
Well, Roger, I got to tell you, the suit and the tie with the widespread collar is looking absolutely fabulous today. But, brother, I don't know if I could pull off that hat. I think that's a hat that only the likes of Roger Stone can pull off. I don't think that's one for me, Roger.
Well, I'm practicing for Piccadilly Circus, as you can see.
You're gonna stun for sure when you give your speeches out there at Oxford and the likes and Cambridge. So we got to take a break right now, but we got Roger Stone, we got Tyler Nixon. We're breaking down all of the latest intel that's coming through the pipeline right now that's going to destroy the former Obama administration, destroy James Comey, and I think really launch President Trump to the next level when America sees how true of a patriot he really is.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it, but boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com. You are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I'm your co-host, Roger Stone, with my colleagues Owen Schroyer and our InfoWars legal analyst, Tyler Nixon. Now I want to discuss a matter that's very near and dear to my heart. One of the great pledges that Donald Trump made in the last election was better treatment of our veterans. And the president has signed over 10 pieces of major reform legislation to clean up the Veterans Administration. But sadly, there's one matter that has not been cleaned up. The Veterans Administration labs continue to conduct live experiments on dogs. Yes, puppies as young as 5 months. This includes drilling holes in their skulls, administering crystal meth, inducing heart attacks, drowning them, and collapsing their lungs. This is outdated, inhumane junk science, and it has to stop. Now, courageously, Congressman Brian Mast, a friend of mine, Republican Congressman of Florida, has sponsored legislation to end this medical experimentation on dogs by the VA. And that bill has passed the U.S. House of Representatives unanimously. It has not yet been taken up by the Senate. It's time to end this inhumane, outrageous, outdated, cruel behavior to man's best friend. It doesn't take action by the U.S. Senate. Veterans Affairs Secretary Shulkin can end this practice immediately. He must do so. Owen?
I gotta tell you, Roger, that's pretty heartbreaking stuff. I was unaware of any of that. I'm so glad that you broke that story. I can't see any reason not to stop that immediately. I mean, that's like the thing that we saw came down where in California, they just made it legal. I think it was California. I'd have to double check where they just made it legal to kill a bear while it's hibernating. I mean, this is just inhumane stuff. This is stuff that you would expect the left to be in arms about. But no, we have to be in arms about this if nobody else will. So I completely stand with you. Why would you be doing that to a dog? Why would you be, that's like torturing a dog to me, Roger.
Well, in this case, really, puppies as young as 5 months old. There's no reasonable reason for this. There's no scientific justification. So I appeal to the president. I appeal to Secretary Shulkin. End this inhumane treatment of dogs immediately.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. I think everybody would agree with that. That seems like nonpartisan. Everybody get behind that. Stop that immediately. So good job raising the red flag on that, Roger. You know, it's amazing because this is an administration that actually hears your voice. This is an administration that will see people crying out for these dogs and actually do something about it. I know that you're just breaking this now, Roger, but do you know if this has reached perhaps someone inside the president's cabinet's ear or even the president himself?
Well, today I published an item on this in the Daily Caller. It'll be up at InfoWars shortly. It's a call to action. Look, the president has his hands full in Davos. He's gone there to confront the globalist criminals and the corporatists to tell them America is back, that we will no longer be the patsy for the world. We're going to start standing up for ourselves, and we're going to pursue policies particularly trade and economic policies that put the American people first. But this this issue cannot take a back seat. The inhumane treatment of man's best friend is not a small issue. It's a big issue. So I will be communicating with the president and beseech him, if necessary, to order the Veterans Affairs Secretary to end this inhumane treatment. When it comes to the administration hearing us, I'm hopeful that the president saw me last night with Laura Ingraham on Fox News, where I said that the decision to sit down with Mr. Mueller, the special counsel, for an on-the-record, under-oath interview was a perjury trap, was a suicide mission, a death wish, a death impulse. It would be different if Mueller was a nonpartisan, honest broker, an honest prosecutor just seeking the truth. But the missing texts, and more importantly, the texts we have seen and the emails we have seen, demonstrate that Mueller's entire probe is a partisan charade, that they are seeking to undo the last election through illegitimate means. This is a coup d'etat. Now, I understand how the president feels. He knows in his heart that he's done nothing wrong. He knows in his heart that there is no Russian collusion. But that's not what this interview is about. This interview is about euchering him into some procedural mistake, some misstatement or contradiction of things he said previously in an attempt to set him up and re-give Robert Mueller the upper hand. I'd like to hear Tyler's view on this because, as you know, I was recently on trial in New York in a defamation case where some nut job accused me of defamation within the context of a gubernatorial campaign. And Tyler Nixon was on my legal team, was helping steer the legal team, where we won a stunning victory among an all-Democratic Manhattan jury. So I'd like to hear Tyler's views on this issue.
Yes, that was a very underreported victory, Roger. It was, you know, when the case was pending and it appeared that who knows which way it might have gone. Of course, the, you know, the reporters in New York there were just, you know, chomping at the bit. Couldn't wait to get. Yeah, exactly. Hoping that there would be the big headline, Roger Stone found liable for defamation and so forth. And of course, when the case went your way, and convincingly so, with a very, as you said, you know, liberal Manhattan jury. I mean, you don't get more liberal with a liberal judge, a, you know, Democrat judge presiding. Of course, you know, crickets. It was tiny, buried, you know, page 56 somewhere, like a paragraph. But be that as it may, it would be wonderful if President Trump called in Robert Mueller and said, you know, come on in, bring in your best attorney, sat him down, took his oath, you know, said, I swear to tell the truth. And said, I have one thing to say, you're fired. I mean, that would be beautiful if he would do that with Rob Mueller, but that's obviously not going to happen. I think President Trump is, he's a master showman, and I think he knows how to sort of play the media game as much as the legal game, or more than the legal game, frankly. And I think what he's doing is he made sure to throw in the proviso, subject to my lawyers. And I think that what he's going to end up doing in the end is either not going under oath or not meeting at all. There will be some development. He'll just decide that, look, I've spoken with my attorneys and I'm not going to speak to you. And I don't think he should, and I don't think he has to either. And as we've discussed before, the only cudgel that Mueller has over the president would be to subpoena him before a grand jury. And as I've said before, what are they going to do? Go arrest the president? Send in marshals to arrest President Trump to haul him before a grand jury? Good luck enforcing that, frankly. And I'm amazed he's been this circumspect about not dropping the hammer on Robert Mueller and putting out sort of edicts saying, look, we need to know what you're doing, where you're headed, how much this is going to cost. This is, you know, this is an unlimited fishing expedition. Already the fact of the conflicts of interest involved with his team, just alone, Robert Mueller's chief of staff in a prior instances, who's now on his team there at special counsel, a guy named Aaron Zebley, went to the University of Virginia Law, which is where I went.
Hey, we're about to go to break, so continue this on the other side. Tyler Nixon breaking it down. Should President Trump meet with Mueller or not? Roger Stone will be with us as well. Don't go anywhere. It's the War Room.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I said the joint was rocking, going round and round, yeah, reeling and rocking, while a crazy sound. And they never stopped rocking till the moon went down.
Listening to the sworn enemy of fake news. It's the War Room with Roger Stone at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. You're at Freedom Command Central. That's right. It's the War Room with my genial co-host, Owen Schroyer, and the InfoWars legal analyst, Tyler Nixon. Gentlemen, pardon me a moment, but Something smells like Schiff to me. Adam Schiff, the Sammy Glick of the U.S. Congress, perhaps the worst demagogue ever elected to that body, now says that the four-page memo, which is essentially a summary of the 100-page document put forward by Alex Jones only days ago, is too complicated for the American people to understand. They don't need to see it. They would just become more confused. What happened to the days when liberals like Schiff and Dianne Feinstein, who illegally released the entire testimony of the Fusion GPS head Glenn Simpson, were for full disclosure, for transparency? Now they're engaged in the most disingenuous cover-up I've seen in American politics. And here's the really funny part. They're going to produce their own memo. This should really be rich. Tyler, can you say cover-up?
Oh, absolutely. There's a whiff of Schiff in all this, I have to say. You know, it's like we're approaching a singularity with leftist duplicity where they just cannot anymore with a straight face play the double game they've played for years, this hypocrisy game where it's, you know, do as I say, not as I do. You know, they can march in and complain about behavior of which they're complicit or guilty. So fluidly and without any remorse whatsoever, but it's coming to light. I mean, this letter that he and Feinstein sent to the heads of Twitter and Facebook, I mean, this is just pure authoritarianism. It's just incredible to me that they no longer even try to pretend, and I like to make a point, actually, because I hear people say, oh, you know, the left always talks about how tolerance and all this. I'm sorry, where did the left talk about tolerance anymore? You know, we're talking 20, 30 years ago, maybe. I don't hear these people talk about civil liberties or tolerance or anything. They're just unmasked authoritarians. They are willing to go to any depths, any lengths to get what they want. They don't care that they're absolutely hypocrites in the process. It's really Schiff epitomizes that too. He's just sort of this dead-eyed, is willing to say anything. And it all comes back to the Clintons, really, the cult of the Clintons. I mean, Roger, it all began really, when the Clintons came into office and we realized that you can't shame these people. They don't care. They're going to do anything they want to do. They were able successfully, I think, over the years to play that double game because the media would go along with it and the narrative would shift back and forth in such a way that it was always appeared that it was the Republicans were the evil ones. You know, the conservatives were the evil ones. I think this government shut down for the first time in my memory where it wasn't shifted on to somehow, no matter what the majority was, no matter who the president was, it was always the Republicans' fault. I remember Newt Gingrich, same thing when I worked with Newt. This is the first time ever that they folded their cards that quickly, and it wasn't really sure. And in fact, I think the American public did not blame the Republicans. They actually said that they felt the Democrats pushing this side issue were to blame. And that's unprecedented. I mean, it's little victories like that that begin to reveal the truth to the American public and level the playing field somewhat, which has been absolutely tilted for leftist authoritarian tyranny for decades now.
Well, talk about overplaying your hand. Let's understand exactly what transpired here. The special interest groups within the Democratic Party, i.e. the illegal aliens, the illegal immigrants, who the Democratic Party is counting on for future votes, demanded that the Democrats walk the plank and put benefits for illegals ahead of paying our men and women in public service and in the military. And they did this with a straight face. I got to tell you, I loved it when the protesters massed outside of Chuck Schumer's apartment, blaming him for throwing in the towel, in what was a ham-handed and misguided effort to begin with. I score a big victory for Donald Trump in the entire shutdown drama. When Paul Ryan said, there are no winners here, no, Paul, you're wrong. There's a very clear winner. People can see through now the hypocrisy, the pandering of the Democratic Party, putting illegals ahead of American citizens, putting illegals ahead of the men and women who serve this country in our armed services, in law enforcement, and so on. This was an extraordinary thing to watch.
You know, I got to say, thinking about this and realizing that these protesters go to Chuck Schumer's house and they're mad at him for, like you said, throwing in the towel here, raising the white flag, But it's funny because they don't understand something. This is like Donald Trump right now is like Mike Tyson in the late 80s and early 90s, where if you follow Mike Tyson when he was in his prime, the guy literally couldn't walk into a ring and knock a guy out. I mean, it wasn't even a match. I mean, literally ding, 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 doosh, doosh, and the guy's out. It's like, so it became a game where the promoters and the trainers say, Mike, give the guy four rounds. You know, Mike, go out there, you know, toy with them a little bit, you know, let the people see that there's an actual match going on here. And, you know, so don't go out there and kill the guy in 30 seconds like you do. Yeah, there, here he is in round three. So, hey, Mike, you know, make this fight last three rounds, you know, before you knock the guy out. When Tyson went into his prime, literally most guys would have to take, all right, I'll go. But the point is, so they're mad that Chuck Schumer throws in the towel, but they don't understand. He's getting pummeled. I mean, Trump is out there pummeling this guy. If he doesn't throw in the towel, he's gonna get killed politically. So he has to throw in the towel. And it's this amazing, there's an amazing phenomenon happening, like I said, where Trump can now, because he's so dominant, string Chuck Schumer along, or he can string people along, like this new deal where he wants $25 billion for a wall, and then 1.8 million, you know, DACA recipients can maybe become citizens. That's just him stringing them along again. That's just them like, hey, get back into the round with Mike Tyson. Get back into the ring with Mike Tyson. You'll be fine. He's going to let it last this time. Get back into the ring with Tyson. It'll be fine. And then 30 seconds after the bell rings, you're on the floor seeing cuckoo clocks.
So much as...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's a perception game. You know, Mike Tyson, who, by the way, praises Donald Trump and was, partnered with him many in the early years of at the peak of Tyson's career. You know, Trump had managed, you know, staged a lot of those with Don King, a lot of those great matches.
Who's also a Trump supporter.
Yeah, totally. And you know, I think it's perception. It's you know, you play the mental game, and I think they think, you know, they want to down Trump. They want to, but he's really impervious. They can't flap the man, and he doesn't care. He doesn't care what they say about him. And you know, so much of the political game that the Republicans have been dominated by Democrats has been fear of what they're going to be perceived as, fear of what the Democrats are going to say about them. They finally come up against someone who doesn't care what they think about him, who doesn't care what they say about him. He's an open book. There's nothing they can throw at this man.
They don't know what to do.
No, they don't. And they're starting to like spaz out, frankly, you know, in a political sense. I mean, Schumer's folding. They're all over the map. It's really lovely to witness, frankly. We've been waiting years for this.
Well, Owen, your analogy is really a good one. I was actually in the house at Trump Plaza as the guest of Donald Trump himself when I watched Mike Tyson dispatch one of the Spinks brothers in the first 10 seconds of the
Was that Leon Spinks?
It was Leon Spinks.
That was after he beat Ali, I think, too.
It was. He was on his momentary high, how quick they come and go.
Like Chuck Schumer.
Well, the president's on his way to Davos. If you, or I guess he's now in Davos. If you watch that press conference with Bibi Netanyahu today, the president was masterful. And you notice the way the narrative switched to the shady Iran deal. And the president put the Iranians on notice. He's looking for a way to get out of this lousy deal. He knows it was a lousy deal. He knows the Iranians are cheating. And he put them very firmly on notice. And then you saw the Israeli prime minister back him to the hill. It really was a masterful performance.
Mike Tyson in his prime / Donald Trump arrives at Davos to return prosperity to America, just like he's been doing since he took office. We'll be right back with Roger Stone and Tyler Nixon. Don't go anywhere.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rite's freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Infowars.com/show.
Controversy in Washington surrounding the now infamous four-page memo that four courageous House Republicans, five, including my good friend Pete King from Long Island, are fighting to let the American people to see. And at the same time, we have Democrats like the shiftless Adam Schiff, you know, if it's Schiff, flush it, fighting to make sure the American people don't learn the truth about what's really happened regarding so-called Russian collusion. It seems like only yesterday that Adam Schiff was on Fox TV with my friend Tucker Carlson, and he looked into the camera and he said that he, as a member of the committee, has seen actual evidence of Russian collusion in the last presidential election. Well, Adam, where is it? Produce it, you four-flushing phony, you bald-faced liar. You have nothing, which is why you're in full retreat. You talk about a cover-up. This is the biggest cover-up I've seen since the alleged cover-up of Watergate.
And right now, you've got Adam Schiff trying to basically do some potpourri to try to spray the room or whatever so that nobody knows he's a giant turd. And he allies himself with Dianne Feinstein, and they send out a congressional letter. Dianne Feinstein, Frankenstein, and Adam Schiff send out a congressional letter to Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey of Facebook and Twitter requesting that they investigate anyone who's tweeted out hashtag release the memo and claims that they're Russian bots. So they have gone full-fledged panic mode where real people are now called Russian bots by Adam Schiff because he knows he's about to be exposed as one of the biggest phonies of all time.
Well, and even worse than that, we now know that Schiff went to Glenn Simpson, the perp in this question, the guy who cooked up the phony dossier, the fabrication, the confection that was used to spark this entire investigation, and asked him for a list of people to subpoena. That, in my opinion, makes him an accessory to these crimes. It's abuse of power big time. Now, I know Adam is very busy trying to undermine Senator Tony Minetti, the state senator who did have the courage to challenge Dianne Feinstein for his seat in the Democratic primary. You see, Adam, when he's not busy raising money from Iranian arms dealers, had his eyes focused on that seat, certain that the octogenarian Feinstein would throw in the towel, but she hasn't. So now he's hoping she gets reelected and she dies so that he can run. And he seeks to undermine the state senator who did have the courage to get in the race against her.
Well, it's amazing to me that you have these Democrat leaders. You know, it seems like for whatever reason, they don't have any choice but to cling to the fabrications and to cling to the lies, where normally someone in their right mind would abandon ship by now just for their own self-preservation, but they can't. They're rats that aren't abandoning a sinking ship. They're staying on it. They're trying to say it's not sinking. They're trying to, you know, with a little water pail, you know, throw the water overboard to keep themselves afloat. But it's just not going to take this time. There's way too much out there. And it's just amazing to me that they cling to this Russian thing, even though their own constituency knows it's bogus.
Well, it's also their bag of tricks has been exhausted. I think Trump has essentially blunted, if not destroyed, their mojo. They used to be able to get away with all this stuff. All these, you know, Adam Schiff was a double talker who, you know, they 10, 15 years ago, if he was saying the, you know, these sonorous, very ominous and sort of serious sounding, allegations made, you know, of Russian collusion, people would buy it and the mainstream media would lap it up, but they keep repeating and recycling these same tricks and they're not working anymore. I think, you know, the President Trump has really broken the spell. I think that's one thing I said when he was elected. I think the spell has been broken. Because the mainstream media who abets, you know, the Adam Schiffs of the world, it's just not working anymore. They keep coming back to the same thing. Now it's back to racism and then, you know, it'd be back to the Russia thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. The status quo has changed and that we don't have a president in office that's an outright liar. Roger Stone.
What's interesting is if you look at this incredible, testimony that was inadvertently released by Senator Feinstein. Oh, by the way, she had a cold. That was her excuse for breaking the law. She had
a head cold.
Simpson actually says, yes, we were looking very hard at Roger Stone. We were trying to determine who his contacts were, who he was working with, and above all, who his back channel was with WikiLeaks. And we've concluded that Stone's back channel was Nigel Farage. Now, I've met Nigel Farage once in my life. We had a very pleasant dinner in Cleveland. Alex Jones joined us. And I did recommend that candidate Trump meet with Nigel Farage. And, of course, they met and they became great friends. Many analogies between the Brexit election and the upheaval in the American system in the last presidential election. But let me be categorical. I never had any discussion with Nigel Farage whatsoever about WikiLeaks. If he knows a Julian Assange, that's unknown to me. So, Mr. Simpson, I don't know how much you charge for this phony investigation, but you should refund all three of your clients' money. You see, the great beauty of Fusion GPS is that they charge three times they triple billed for the exact same phony research.
You know what's amazing that I just thought of? Let's just do a quick comparison here with Fusion GPS and WikiLeaks. Okay, who is Fusion GPS? A paid for dirty dealer service that paid for by Republicans and Democrats the like. They've even had people from Russia that they've investigated. So it's really just kind of an independent opposition research investigation firm that tries to get dirty details on people that people might call opposition research. And they charge you for that. That's Fusion GPS. Who is WikiLeaks? WikiLeaks is an independent organization that does not charge you for information, but instead takes information from concerned citizens that want to leak it to them to get the public's attention because they believe that there might be some nefarious activities happening. WikiLeaks then verifies it and releases it. Notice how WikiLeaks is not on blast right now for publishing phony documents, but Fusion GPS is. What does that tell you, Roger?
Well, it's interesting. You can say anything you want about WikiLeaks, but nothing they have ever published has been challenged in terms of its authenticity or its accuracy. They have fabricated nothing. How ironic that exactly the time that the libtards are celebrating the Washington Post in this movie, The Paper, which celebrates the courageous decision by the Washington Post, longtime mouthpiece for the CIA, to publish the Pentagon Papers, which were classified. Now, we know in the United States versus New York Times and Washington Post that the courts have held that the publication of classified information is a legitimate journalistic enterprise and does not violate the law. How then are Mr. Sessions, the misguided hillbilly redneck attorney general from Alabama, too busy chasing pot smokers to worry about, the IRS violating the law, the fact that Hillary's top aides were given immunity and their laptops destroyed? No, he couldn't be bothered with that. Too busy trying to seize people's assets in asset forfeiture before they've been elected or convicted of a crime. How is it that the Trump Justice Department and the Trump Central Intelligence Agency keep arguing that Assange has committed a crime? The courts have clearly held that he committed no crime. Now, Tyler, why don't you tell folks what Donald Trump's lawyers said to the district court in the matter of Roger Stone and Donald Trump versus Project Democracy?
Right. Well, they're arguing that what Assange did and the WikiLeaks releases are not illegal. So you can't have a conspiracy with regard to a crime if there is no underlying crime. I mean, that's the short of it. And I think it's a sick world, or it's certainly a sick public policy space in which someone like Assange, who is a freedom fighter, who has been stuck in a little tiny room in the Ecuadorian embassy for 5.5 years. I mean, can you imagine, folks, what it's like to be stuck there? They cut off his internet. I mean, this man has really suffered. And, you know, do you think anybody at Fusion GPS would take those lumps, would take those hits for the Clintons or for whoever?
No, I think Fusion GPS is willing to sell them out. I think that's
absolutely
what we're about to find out.
Yeah, they're the highest bidder. And it's a disgraceful thing. And I wish the president would wake up on that front, certainly. You know, Jeff Sessions is lost, I think, to us. I don't think we'll ever get anything decent out of him, but certainly the president can right that ship.
All right, we say goodbye to world traveler, perhaps even time traveler, Roger Stone. What outfit will he be wearing next?
Stay tuned.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/
War Room. Tyler Nixon is going to be joining us for the rest of this hour. In the meantime, though, this is, look, one of the reasons why I got involved in politics and news and ditched the sports platform was the main reasons was because of the liars on television, because I didn't want my friends and family and fellow Americans and fellow humans to watch fake news and think it's real. So I was like, well, these people are easily proven wrong, so let me just do it. And then I filled that void, and now here I am with InfoWars. So this is an incredible thing where you have these CNN hosts and MSNBC hosts go on air and just spout off unbelievable lies and mistruths and misinformation and try to peddle it to you like they're concerned about you, when they're nothing more than concerned for their own well-being and their own political status. Here's Joe Scarborough, Psycho Joe, from MSNBC, saying that basically all the truth that's coming out about the Obama administration, about James Comey, and about the FISA warrant that's going to destroy the Democrats, he's saying it's just conspiracy theories. Here's Psycho Joe.
Yeah, who is the informant? Ron Johnson's talking.
The McCarthy accusation.
I mean, you know, one of the worst things about this is
Pause right there. So here he is calling Ron Johnson, who's actually an elected member of the government, a conspiracy theorist. Yeah, Ron is the conspiracy theorist, Psycho Joe, I'm sure. Go back to Joe.
Make mistakes, and there are problems with the FBI, and you do want congressional oversight of our executive branch institutions, and this discredits sort of
Unless it's over Obama or Clinton. No way.
Let's take a look at this or that at all.
This dirty pool that is being played by members of the Senate and the House and the administration, you're undercutting the foundation of
this. Oh my gosh, somebody stop Mika. She's talking way too much. She's making no sense. Joe, shut her up.
Right now. Try and deflect.
Come on, Joe, shut her up.
Crimes committed by the president.
She's making no sense, Joe. Thank you.
We talked about this yesterday.
Today, somewhere in your state, somewhere definitely in your country, there are FBI agents that are going around. They're trying to get intel. They're trying to get information. They're trying to break apart terror networks of homegrown terrorists.
Bring it home, Joe.
Blow up your church.
Pause right there. Homegrown terrorists. So homegrown terrorists, it's okay for us to talk about that, and we'll cover that at nauseum and say they're Trump supporters. But radical Islamic terrorists, it's a woozy. It's a wazzy. They don't exist. Go back to Psycho Joe.
Your synagogue that want to kill you or your family.
What is this guy talking about?
People in your community. And it is these FBI agents who stand between you, me, all of us, and future terror attacks.
Do you hear what he's saying? Pause right here. Do you see? This is what these people are doing. Do you understand? They aren't talking to you anymore. He's not trying to talk to the average American right now. He's literally trying to comfort anyone who comes here that's a Muslim. That's what he's saying. He's saying Americans hate you and they want to blow you up. So he's gone full anti-American now, and now he's saying Americans are terrorists and want to blow up synagogues. I mean, this is truly incredible. This is the evolution of Psycho Joe. I'm surprised Mika Brzezinski was able to speak for 30 seconds. That was the longest I've ever heard her talk before Joe had to shut her down. Go back to Psycho.
Infiltrate this country are by homegrown terrorists. When these conspiracy theories are spread for political reasons and solely political reasons to protect a president who is not worth your protection.
That's what
with
I say.
Lies.
Hold on. Pause it. All right. I don't have any facts to back up what I'm saying. In fact, I'm really not saying anything. I'm actually just up here babbling. So I'm going to throw that magic phrase out there. Conspiracy theorist. Release the memo is about to expose the Obama Department of Justice. Conspiracy theorist. Oh, but Joe, nobody listens to you anymore. And the conspiracy theorist, everything they talked about 10 years ago, is now coming true. Didn't you hear? Peter Schrock admitted it. There's a secret society. I thought that was a conspiracy theory, psycho.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
The War Room. Tyler Nixon going to be sticking around with us. I think we may even open up the phone lines in the final hour here, probably in the final half hour. So you know what? I'll go ahead and put the phone line out. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. Sorry to throw that out there to the crew. Just start aggregating those calls now. But I have to tell you folks something. In the break, I had to really console Tyler because he's really broken up right now.
Oh, yeah.
As he has just discovered the news that Oprah is not running for president.
Yeah,
I know.
Pity.
I know.
You know, we all had Oprah. We had a case.
We had Oprah. You're telling me you had the case of Oprah?
Yes, I did. I was smitten by the adulation of this woman.
Mm.
Now, I think we all expected this, but now she has actually confirmed that she is not going to be running for president. It's, quote, not in her DNA. Which I think she got a taste of what was going to be thrown at her, because the thing about the Hollywood ilk is they're used to, you know, adulation, they're used to praise, and they've, you know, they love, you know, she's been praised.
Only being the hero.
Right, exactly. She's never had real, she's never gone through any true scandals. I think maybe the Harvey Weinstein, allusions, you know, her connection with him perhaps gave her a little taste of what would be to come. I don't think they're way too, snowflakey, I guess you could say, to actually put themselves through it. I mean, you got to give credit to Donald Trump. This man has had so much thrown at him. I mean, who would not? I shudder to think. And he's weathered it unbelievably well. I mean, think of everything they've thrown at him. His family. I mean, it's just, unfazed, exactly. And then particularly towards the end of the campaign, I mean, everything you can think of, every possible epithet, every sort of attack on himself, his family. I mean, you know, and then the Fusion GPS stuff with the whole, you know, urinating.
Fake dossier.
Yeah, the fake, exactly. All that stuff. And
he's a Nazi. He's a racist.
She got a little taste of the spotlight of what would be. She wanted her moment in the sun, and I think it probably scorched her a little bit. She said, why would I do this? You know, which is, makes you question why would Donald Trump do it? I think it's because he truly does love the country and really wants to make a difference. Because why else would someone put themselves through that?
No, that's a great point. Oprah had her Icarus moment, and she flew too close to the sun, and she came crashing down hard.
Yeah.
But that's exactly it, because That's what they don't understand. That's what these people don't understand about Trump. He's not, they say, oh, he's doing it for his cronies and big business. He's doing it for himself. He's doing it for the Russians. He's doing it for X, Y, or Z. And it's like, no, the only reason that President Trump is taking the licks that he's taking is because he loves America. Yeah. He's like, look, man, I lived in this country for 70 plus years and it made me a rich and powerful man. And now I'm ready to give it back.
Yeah. And I think, you know, he does have an ego. I think he's definitely, there's no question that he's confident in himself, but I don't think it's an ego that's untoward. I think he certainly is, impervious to what anybody says about him, which is amazing. Cause, you know, most people, as the Hollywood types do, they have big egos, but they're also very, you know, eggshell thin. They can't take any type of real, criticism. And I think, Oprah, you know, good. Keep them coming. Cause I mean, I don't think anybody, when it comes down to it, you're going to have, what do they have? John Kerry?
Yeah, he's
Joe Biden.
One.
I mean, that's, you know, that's the latest for the Democratic Party. Good
They've
luck.
Got nothing.
Good luck. Yeah. They really don't, frankly. Their bench is very thin. The party is, I mean, you look at our party or well, my party anyway, the Republican Party, you have a good, if we could just get the Paul Ryan types either, you know, out of the party or on board. I mean,
you would you call them rhinos?
Ryan, I love that. Yeah.
Republicans in name only?
Paul, yeah, absolutely. Paul Rhino. You know, you look at like a Matt Gaetz, and it's funny because you see that, that a lot of good guys coming out of Florida, actually, DeSantis and these others, they're really taking up the cause for, for the cause for the president. In California, though, the delegation from California, my God, you want to talk about a rogues gallery between Maxine Waters, Brad Sherman, Adam Schiff, Dianne Feinstein.
Nancy Pelosi.
I mean, Nancy Pelosi. I mean, they could really, really screw up paradise, the Democrats, which they did. I mean, California's a lovely place. The worst thing about it is the
government.
Unless
you live in the shh hole.
Yeah, exactly.
In San Francisco.
Exactly. No, yeah, God. They've really managed to ruin major. I mean, I don't blame large portions of California wanting to, like, they've seen the new California movement. They want to split away. And actually, you know, just leave the entire coastal areas, to run their little liberal, leftist, you know, communist fiefdoms as they wish. And, did you see also where that California is trying to pass legislation forcing people to disgorge half of their, you know, returns on the, Trump tax cuts and give them to the state of California?
Well, they have to.
Yeah.
Well, they got, I mean, look, and this is what's happening.
Unbelievable. It really is.
I'm sure you're familiar where you get your federal tax and then you get your state tax write off. Well, they just cut that. So now you, for the first time ever, people in California actually have to pay the federal tax.
Right. But I'm talking about they're trying to take whatever your federal tax return, you know, whatever the difference would be and force you to pay half that to the state of California.
So like they're trying to rewrite the law, basically.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to force people, like they're trying to confiscate their tax refunds or their additional tax cut.
Well, they're already, I think California runs at an average like $60 billion deficit or something
easily,
crazy.
Easily. CalPERS, the personnel system there, the pensions there, it's literally like Social Security. There is no way in
Wait
hell.
Wait a second, hold on a second. Are you telling me that a communist utopia in California is collapsing?
Absolutely. Yeah, totally.
Fiscally. No.
It's hard to believe,
otherwise.
But utopian paradise is actually kind of fiscally unsound. I know it's hard to believe, but it is what it is. And, they live in the fantasy world where Oprah can be president and you could have like, you know, tens and hundreds of thousands of government workers receiving like maximum wages for, you know, only work for maybe 15 or 20 years and get like literally a lifetime pension funded by, the poor people who actually live and work in California. And they're fleeing by the dozens coming here to Texas.
You know what?
Dozens and hundreds of thousands, actually.
I just realized now what they're going to have to do. They're going to raise the state tax in California. They are going to have to maybe like almost double it.
Yeah.
Because they have no other choice.
And it's already extremely expensive there. I mean, everything is just about double what it is anywhere else around the country. The taxes, I mean, there's instances of, because there's such a large overweening government, that's just the state level. You talk about these little fiefdoms they have. There were instances that make the worst sort of parasitic local government look like absolutely.
Oh, we got a good graphic. Oh, geez, here we go.
Just California's debt. No big deal.
Yeah, there was literally towns where they took over the government. You had like a government town manager paying themselves like $700,000 till and it was unfortunately the poorest, like very poor towns where the people were none the wiser. A lot of, you know, probably illegals as well as, just working class people where they had to like almost step in and literally just take over the town because they were just fleecing everybody. It's really a sick example of how they'll, like I said, ruin paradise in many ways, but they'll also just, you know, let them run loose like that and they will absolutely rape the public into oblivion. I mean, they will just take. There's nothing left.
You know what? And I bet that's only half the picture, guys. Look up state by state credit card debt. I bet you the state of California is probably perhaps number one in credit card debt. And you can say, oh, well, it's the biggest state, but that's big too. The people can't even pay their bills. So how is the government going to pay their bills when the people can't even pay their bills when it's the people that have to pay the government bills? I mean, this is a nightmare that's going on in California, and Trump's tax plan. Now they're going to, I'm telling you, they're going to have to double their tax. They're going to have to double their taxes now in California because they have no other choice. So that's what California does to try to make their operation continue. Here at InfoWars, we just bring you new products at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll bring those numbers up on the other side, guys. But here's the deal. We don't force you to pay for our content. We don't have, pay us $5 to watch The War Room. Pay us $10 annually to watch The Alex Jones Show. In fact, we're the exact opposite. We say, hey, here's our free broadcast, and then put it out there however you want, wherever you want, because we want the message out there. And all we ask is that you volunteer to fund us and then trust that we will continue to do what we do and even expand. So right now at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the big deals include the new Cellforce, which is 50% off, the Real Red Pill, which is also 50% off. And to me, this is a must-have, especially if you've never tried either one of these products. The InfoWars Life Core Combo Pack, that's the Secret 12 Vitamin B12 supplement, as well as the Survival Shield X2. That's a great pack right there for 40% off. If you've never experimented with the Secret 12 or the Survival Shield X2, now is the time for the InfoWars Life Core Combo Pack. Again, 40% off. Don't forget about the new Pollen Block for 50% off and the new Immune Wall for 25% off. You want InfoWars to expand. You want us to keep having victories. InfoWarsStore.com is how we do it. You want to see me on the road confronting liberals? InfoWarsStore.com is how it all comes true. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each That's other right. and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Some calls here on the line. Again, the phone line is open. 888-201-2244. Owen Schroyer here, Tyler Nixon on the War Room. And we've really kind of been covering mainly the deep state, how they want to take out Trump, but how it's all being exposed right now. The status quo is changing. Trump is in Davos right now. As soon as he lands, he stands up for himself, says we're putting America first. Whoop, stock market goes up. In fact, I haven't looked at it. I want to see where the Dow closed today. It hit a record high today, but I think it may have hiccuped and gone back down a little bit. I suspect after Trump's speech tomorrow, by next week, by the end of next week, the Dow will hit 27,000. Okay, so the Dow actually finished under its high, but it still had, I think that may have been its first triple digit gain all week, or at least in the last couple days. I think the market was kind of waiting for Trump to land in Davos to see how that went. So we're going to be covering that, but I expect more stock records next week after President Trump's speech and all the announcements that are going to come with more billions and billions of dollars being flown, back into the United States economy. But is there anything else? I know we were talking about something and then we were talking in the break. I can't remember. Was there something else you wanted to finish a thought on in the last segment? Probably lost it.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know.
So let's just go out to the phone lines then. Let's start with Heather calling in from New York City, wants to talk about Oprah's failed presidential campaign. Well, that started and ended real quick, didn't it?
Her non-campaign.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Heather.
I'm just glad Oprah isn't running.
Yeah, you and everyone else listening right now.
Definitely. I don't know. I have much to say. I don't trust her. She was too chummy with Weinstein, and it's just forget about it, you know?
Well, it was amazing because I don't know if they really thought that Oprah could run and win, but even after they destroyed Weinstein, how they thought that they could run Oprah after that is mind-boggling. I mean, it really shows you how out of touch with reality they are.
It's a joke. They act like jokes, too. I saw you out in New York City. I mean, they're horrible. And that
that
crazy guy, they still can't find out who he is. I mean, that's scary.
Well, tell me this. How is it, I mean, like any time someone like that, it goes so viral, they pretty much can usually find out who they is. This guy somehow is like non-existent on the internet. I think that's sketchy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, is he a Soros op? Was he being protected by the NYPD? I mean, what is the deal with that guy?
I don't know.
It's crazy stuff, Heather. Anything else?
I think people need to look into it, yeah. That's about it, you know. Hi from Riverdale.
All right, thank you, Heather from Riverdale, who's glad who's glad Oprah's failed presidential campaign didn't last long. Let's go out to Lena in New York City, who wants to talk about her ongoing situation as a conservative teacher inside the public school system. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. How are you? I'm so sorry what happened in New York. I wanted to be there. I was at the Women's March for Life. I was coming through Sunday, but I didn't know you were there. I am so glad that Heather just spoke out, because my concern is that NYPD, New York, under Giuliani, this would never happen. And to hear that there may be a cartel, and I experienced after an accident last November, how the police reacted. So it's really stressful. I don't know if this is the right word to use, but it's very stressful to think that the Nazis have infiltrated. So I'm really concerned. I'm very, very concerned. It's scary, but I'm glad to hear that somebody's speaking out. I don't know if I'm connecting with this properly, but the New York City I know, Democrats in New York City that I know, they need to speak out. And that's all I can say. I had a really exhausting day again. Thump caused a lot of trouble again for me in my public school position with the principal. So I'm being, you know, threatened and intimidated and demeaned, and they may.
Well, how dare you be a conservative in liberal New York?
Yeah, and the thing is that I'm an independent Democrat who's conservative with my values of conscience, faith-based connections, and what I see what's best for students. So to hear, hopefully, a Democrat in New York City who has those conservative values, there may be a lot of strength there, and I hope I'm communicating in the right way, as tired as I am, because I think we're dealing with an extremely dangerous situation. But if that strength of the New York I know on the conservative value side,
well, look, I mean, if you want to see what happens to the liberal indoctrination public schools that we deal with, just look at the videos that we shoot of the Trump protesters. It's that simple. You get morons. You get libtards. You get people that couldn't think their way out of a cardboard box if they had a map. And that's what the public education system unfortunately does to a lot of people these days. I thank my lucky stars and God that I was brought up in a private school system, at least through high school. So I didn't end up like this jack wagon right here. That's probably a drug addict that goes out on the streets and spits on people. But I guess that's the type of people the NYPD just say, you know, no reason to deal with that guy. Thank you for the call, Elena. Let's go to David calling in from Houston. Wants to talk about the memo that's about to be released from Nunes. Go ahead.
Hey, boys. How you doing? Am I coming in?
Yep, you're good.
Hey, just real quick. When you guys broke the story about that FISA court order, I noticed little Ken Delanian at NBC came out to shill for the intelligence community. Have you guys even looked into this guy at all? And if not, I can give you some quick background.
Yeah, enlighten me. Tyler, do you know anything about him?
No. What's his name again? Ken?
Ken Delanian. And I'll tell you why this guy is so important. He was Cynthia McFadden, and a guy named William Arkin broke the Russia hack conspiracy after the election. But the reason Ken Delanian is such a villain is he's been outed multiple times with coordinating all his stories with the CIA. So this is something you guys really need to look into. Ken Delanian coordinates all his stories with the CIA. He's been run off from other fake news sites before. If you check into his background, there's a guy at The Intercept that did a story about him. Major shill for the CIA. He's not a reporter. He actually goes on speaking tours for the intelligence community. His latest one was the third annual SAP Solutions Summit. And he talks with guys. He talks. He goes there with guys like Jack Devine, a veteran of the CIA.
Wow.
So he's majorly into the CIA scene, and he gets paid speaking tours. So he's obviously a shill. And it was
so he's one of the CIA mockingbirds.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was actually outed through a FOIA request as coordinating with the CIA. Now,
here's Glenn Greenwald's The Intercept has him an article from 2014 that says the CIA's mop-up man. That's what they call him. LA Times reporter cleared stories with the CIA.
So there you go. Interesting story. So it turns out a CIA mockingbird was the original one to, I guess, present the fake news if I mean, that's what it was, that Russia hacked the election. Of course, they won't say that anymore because it's so ridiculously absurd. So now it's Russian bots on Twitter influenced the election. Give me a break.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
So, fake book. Yes, fake book that is located on number one Hacker Way. I think it's Hacker Way, Hacker Street, whatever. It's the number one hacking website in world history because they hack into your life and they hack into your personal life and they hack into your data and then they sell it to who's ever willing to pay for it. That's what Facebook does. That's what you volunteer when you go on Facebook and share every meal, every location, every thought. I mean, that's what this is all about. It's all about taking your thoughts and then putting it down in the digital world so that they literally know what you're thinking. And Facebook apparently is in such a panic mode now. They're sending out this push-pull saying, don't show my phone here, guys, because it's got someone else's name on here, so I don't want to show it. This was sent to me. Please agree or disagree with the following statement. Facebook is good for the world. Strongly agree, agree, neither agree nor disagree, disagree, or strongly disagree. I have a feeling that the results of this poll are not going to go in Facebook's direction, but that's what you get when you are perpetuators of fake news and you hack into people's life over there at number one hacker way. And then you're going to censor conservatives at the behest of Adam Schiff and Dianne Feinstein. But regardless, let's get more into this FISA document with Tyler. You know, we were talking about something. The last caller called in and exposed a CIA mockingbird. I forget the guy's name already.
Delanian.
Ken Delanian, who started up the fake news theory that Russia hacked the election, obviously after he was told or, you know, confirmed to release that with the CIA. And, you know, we report on this, but, you know, Tyler, you were pointing out, it's like, why aren't we really just looking at these alphabet agencies like the NSA and the CIA and the FBI? They are the ones that are egregiously breaking the law, and this FISA document pretty much blows it all wide open.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, you're pointing, obviously you've got a person, you know, target to point at who at least ostensibly is supposed to be objective. They're supposed to be reporters, supposed to be giving you the true story, but they're not responsible to the public. We pay this for the CIA to exist. How is it acceptable that the CIA is still running a program in which they send out shills and pay people to manipulate the news? I mean, how far gone we are into this sort of the age of the deep state, you know, or the proto deep state anyway. Let's hope it never truly takes hold, because I mean, we'll really be screwed if it does. But to where this is just accepted, it's kind of like, oh yeah, no, that's what the CIA does. No, it's not. It shouldn't be ever be acceptable, and there should always be outrage whenever we hear of these instances. And certainly we can express it, but we're a long way from smashing that. But I think we've begun, as you call it, the second revolution, basically, or just basically continuing our revolution as it was started in 1776.
Yeah, like the American Revolution never really stopped.
Yeah.
We just kind of took a nap.
What we're doing is we're suffering through the age of the counter-revolution, and that's really what the deep state is. It's trying to counter what was started in 1776.
Well, and it's amazing too, because you would sit here and you would say, well, why would the CIA want to have these mockingbird agents? Why would the government want to place propaganda agents inside the media, inside news organizations? And the answer is very clear, but it just becomes reaffirmed when you find out that you have FBI agents talking about a secret society. Yeah. It's all about a secret society. It's about a secret society of information. It's about a secret society of keeping you from getting information. It's about a secret society that tricks you, confuses the public with propaganda in order to make sure that America can never be united and never go full throttle against the anti-American counter-revolution that you were just speaking of. So it's like, that's what this is all about. They are all protecting their own interests within the secret society. That's what I think is about to get blown open here. I mean, do you really think, though? I mean, it's almost impossible to think we're actually on that precipice, you know?
Well, you know, I mean, the thing is, it's there is no ideology there. It's their tactics are their ideology, in a sense. You know, the control. Mm-hmm. It's not about, like, any particular, like, set of political beliefs. It's about total control. And if you look at Admiral Poindexter, who, you know, began all this massive intelligence surveillance super state, it was called Total Awareness. The Total Awareness program was sort of the beginning of it all. But I mean, any type of program like this, like Operation Mockingbird, this was intended for use against enemy states to be able to manipulate foreign societies that are enemy societies. In other words, to insinuate ourselves into their media complex, insinuate ourselves into their information resources so that we could manipulate them. That's being used against the American people. So, you know, we really do have a foreign agent, a foreign entity within ourselves that has grown within us, that has very much crowded out what we, you know, any resemblance or any semblance of a true democratic republic. you know, which is what we're supposed to have. I mean, it's just, and it's gotten so well funded over the years and has been so co-opted by globalists, by ulterior agendas, by
and
people
it gets
like,
more people involved. So then more people have the interest to protect it.
That's right. People are either, they're either compromised or they're bought off or they're threatened. And I really, again, keep coming back to this is why President Trump is such a threat to them, because he, first of all, he doesn't need money. He doesn't need, you know, influence or fame. I mean, he's, you know, he pretty much
doesn't need their acceptance.
There's nothing they can do just to either, you know, to either pay him off, to scare him off, to whatever the case. So he really is a threat to them. And he's coalesced a lot of people who I think have recognized that this guy is an absolute, and he doesn't care. Again, he can't be shamed, you know, in a sense they can't throw anything at him that's going to flap him. And that's why I do fear, as I said right when he was elected, that they will try to assassinate him. And clearly they're trying to do it politically. I'm fearing a physical assassination now.
Well, and I think that you know, your worries and a lot of people's worries are about to be confirmed when they release these new wave of text messages. I think that's why they erased them, because they knew, oh, crap.
You got to wonder how bad it is that they had to, like, literally delete 5 months worth of them. I mean, God only knows what's on there. And they said, you know, we're recovering. The inspector general, who, by the way, the inspector general was very tight with John Podesta. Let's just get that on the table right now. Horowitz, I think, I believe his name is. He was, did numerous projects and worked with John Podesta. So that's not to say the man's compromised, but it certainly doesn't help in terms of, viewing him as a credible and, fair dealing character. I mean, that, you know, there's that unfortunate, taint there, but he released and they said, you know, we're gradually recovering all these texts. You know, who's to say what they're actually recovering? You know what I mean? In other words, how much is not going to get recovered? Oh, we couldn't get all of it. Right. Yeah, exactly. Right, and the ones that are really, really juicy, the ones that really show, oh my God, these people are really, you know, it really is the worst or even worse than we thought it was. That's going to be sort of withheld ultimately, because it would be so, riveting and so, galvanizing for the opposition to say, like, this is not even our government anymore. This does not represent us. It's a completely, again, like a foreign entity that's taken over what is our state, the United States, you know? And, I don't know. It's tough. I've pondered this and I've, labored over it mentally as to, like, how do we deal with this? I don't know. There's no answer. There's no easy, you know, solution. There's no silver bullet, but we've got to start. And I think InfoWars is absolutely tip of the spear. I mean, it's like, this is where we can get honest reporting, where you can find out what's really going on and where people can, we had callers call in and express.
It's a soundboard too.
Yeah, totally. And it's a gathering point, and it's, credit to Alex Jones. I mean, he has been lambasted through the years. He has been, you know, poorly treated but he's been so right on so many things.
And he'll never get his Pulitzer Prize when he talked about the secret society years ago.
And that's one thing we also, that you mentioned, we have to realize you're not going to be, the outcome's not going to be in a way that would sort of be traditional. In other words, you're not going to get the awards. You're not going to get the accolades. It's not going to be on their terms, because if you put yourself on their terms, you've exceeded to them. You've exceeded power to them. So it's going to be very different than what people might, expect it to be. It's not going to be traditional,
But that's the beauty of it, because that goes back to what you're saying about President Trump. Our reward is America.
Yeah.
Our reward
freedom.
Is freedom and justice and having a country. That is our
self-government. That's true.
And that's what Trump, that's why Trump ran. And that's why they can't destroy him. That's why he never backs down. That's why he continues to have victories and resonate with the American people, because just like him, look, I didn't join InfoWars because I ever thought I would receive an award for journalism. I didn't join InfoWars because I wanted to go out in the streets and get spat on and get a bunch of attention. I joined InfoWars because I wanted to wake up my fellow Americans that our government's gone rogue. We've been lied to about many current events, and it's time to take our government back. And now that we have President Trump in office, it's the greatest chance we've ever had. What is going on behind closed doors that we don't know about? That is going to be interesting to find out as this all comes to a head. We'll be right back. Final segment on the other side.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free Press needs your help, Frank. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going on those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Final segment of the War Room here today. It's amazing everything that InfoWars has done here. I mean, it really is amazing. And over the last weekend, we had reporters in California, in Texas, and in New York covering the Trump protest under the facade of a woman's march. Total fake news. It was nothing but a Trump 5-minute hate fest. But it really is all possible with your support. We've got two new studios that we've built that you've kind of seen us tease that they're working on today, actually. And it's all because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. There's a new product right there, BodyEase, the ultimate turmeric product, an all-in-one joint mobility and flexibility support for the whole body. I'm going to be adding this to my normal routine right here, BodyEase, and it comes to you at an introductory rate of 50% off. 50% off the new ultimate turmeric supplement BodyEase at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's not the only deal we've got going. How about 50% off Pollen Block? Now, this is a great product, Also with Immune Wall, which is 25% off, with all of the flu bugs and allergies and the super bugs and really the bugs that they don't even know what they are. A lot of these things that get diagnosed as flu, it actually turns out is not the flu. In fact, majority of the time it's not the flu. So it's really incredible. So we offer products like Pollen Block, like Immune Wall, like Bodies to keep your immune system strong so that you can fight these bugs and these viruses off. And you combine that with the InfoWars Life Combo Pack that has the Secret 12 and the Survival Shield X2. This is really a strong way to just fully get your immune system boosted, protect yourself against whatever sicknesses might be out there that seem to be taking the nation by storm. You know, get your thyroid working correctly. So many Americans don't even realize their thyroid isn't working correctly. Well, then get the Survival Shield X2. That'll be kicking that thing into full gear in no time. And then the vitamin B12 Secret 12 allows your body to more easily absorb all of the other products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. So they all kind of work in synchronicity with one another. And once you start taking these products, you'll feel the result and you'll never go back. I'm speaking from experience. So InfoWarsStore.com, that's how you support us. That's how we expand. We don't have any big marketers or advertisers or big banks or big pharmaceutical companies or fast food chains or anything like that. You notice you don't get that. You get us, InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we survive. That's how you support us. And the products are the real deal. Just to laugh at liberals real quick here. CNN puts out this story. Cuckolding can be positive for some couples, studies say. Okay, that's how people end up listening to the Cuck News Network right there. How about this, though? They tell us we're crazy for saying that geoengineering and chemtrails happened, even though chemtrailing was going on hardcore here today. Did you notice that?
Oh, my. I took pictures of it.
Sorry, it was that insane.
I couldn't believe it. I walked out.
It was like a full grid out there.
It was totally. It was crisscross. I kind of got counted 11 of them, and I saw one of them was going, and it literally went up, and first time I've ever seen it do a curve. Oh. I took a picture of it, did like this, and then did a straight line, so it formed like a, you know, like a lazy U.
So I actually,
you know what?
Yeah, pull up those images real quick. But no, it was actually shocking, the chemtrailing that went down today. So I put out a tweet on the War Room like, hey, is anyone else noticing extreme chemtrailing? And we actually got some pictures and some responses. Apparently it was going on a lot of places. But look at this. Even though they tell us we're conspiracy theorists for that, this gets published in USA Today. Creating clouds to stop global warming could wreak havoc. What? To counteract global warming, humans may someday, give me a break, it's already going on, create sulfur dioxide in the atmosphere to form clouds and artificially cool the Earth. The idea behind the process, known as geoengineering, is to keep global warming under control. So what they're saying is this is about to be blown wide open. They're about to admit this whole program has been going on for decades, but they're going to say it's to help global warming. You got those pictures up there?
I do. I sure do. I don't know where.
Hey, they got it right on the doc cam. I saw that exact same thing today. There it is, folks.
See if I can turn it to.
There. No, that's perfect right there. There it is. There's the chemtrailing over Austin, Texas.
If you look at, you'll see.
I see the one in the background. It is like a loop there.
Yep. I mean, I walked out. I was shocked because I've seen this before and I'll see a couple of them, but it was like.
It was insane today.
No, they must have been like full force and you could see them floating down and just starting to disperse. And I thought, what the hell? That's not. Right. There's something going on there. Yeah,
it's so amazing that people don't, it's like, duh, a cloud isn't in a straight line for 100 miles. That's not how a cloud forms.
Yeah, no, but the pattern also, just the way it's just so specific.
They're admitting it. They were already admitting it last year. They're admitting it in Russia. They're admitting it in China. So again, when are you going to stop calling us conspiracy theories and admit that InfoWars is next decade's news today? This is from Paul Joseph Watson at InfoWars.com. Man fired by UK government. Body for saying there are only two genders. So a man points out a biological scientific fact like there are only two genders and then, you know, you get fired for that. How dare you?
Oh yeah.
This is from Breitbart out there in London. Mohammed on course to be most popular baby name in Germany. So now all of these European countries, the number one name is Mohammed. Do you get it, Europe? You've been invaded. In fact, I'm sorry, Europe, you're dead. Europe's dead. You're no longer Europe. You're Islam-a-Europe. your Swedish Stan, your London Stan, and that's what you get. All right, let's go to, you got something here?
Well, just real quick, the Salesforce CEO just a couple days ago in Davos said that Facebook should be regulated like a cigarette company, that it's an addictive product, and they purposely designed it to be addictive, and it tends to be destructive, and it should be regulated as such. That's, you know, Salesforce is no joke. I mean, that guy's a serious player. That's kind of a new breakthrough in terms of thinking about what, you know, social media giants are going to face in terms of regulation.
Yeah, because you've already seen the studies that say it leads to depression, it leads to anxiety, it can be addictive.
Absolutely.
That's why I just
the endorphins from the clicks. You get the likes, you get the endorphins.
Wait, did I get a retweet? Did I not? Am I popular? Am I cool?
Yeah.
It's really sad.
It's diabolical.
That's why I just stay off that stuff. But that's an interesting notion there. It should be at least talked about. All right, let's go to David. Calling in to Pennsylvania, guys. Please make your calls quick. I got to get through these. David in Pennsylvania, what's on your mind?
Start with, really liked your show. But remember how your batteries kept going dead in New York, and you said it was New York, New York, Facebook.
Yeah.
Yesterday, a young lady emailed me, wanted me to share some of your stories with her. They were on her timeline on Facebook. They disappeared.
We get censored heavy on Facebook.
They're gone.
Yeah, they'll just shut you down if you share an InfoWars story.
Well, I got shut down yesterday. I went on YouTube. I shared your stories back to my page. I got to share two of your stories. My Facebook locks up. But before it locked up, my computer and my phone, which is plugged in charging, starts making all these sounds it's never made, like Morse code.
I'm telling you, we literally had the exact same thing happen to us in New York. And I'm telling you, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, they're censoring us like never before, folks. I mean, we should honestly be talking about this for 3 hours. We just hope that you understand and continue to support us at InfoWarsStore.com, because they're literally trying to mitigate us and censor us out of existence. That's their plan. That's what they want, because we destroy them in the field of ideas and policy. Let's go to Josh in South Carolina. Go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, hi, Owen. Pleasure to speak with you. You're a true road warrior, 15-year listener, first-time caller, so I don't know how fast I could be, but I'll try to be. Financial supporter, air filter, multiple water filters, the DNA force brought fueling back in my hand, the business I own. I do vibratory work, so I lost feeling in my hand. Literally brought it back. The detonation iodine gave me mental clarity after about a week of taking it. The best I could describe it, it gave me the optimism that I had when I was a child. So thank you, Alex. Great work with that. The new report out, new news on Drudge, George Soros is threatening us with nuclear war. This is, I think it's very meaningful, and I think it's a threat that we should take seriously. Going to go back to 2007 during the Republican debates, right as they're freezing out Ron Paul, I turned to my buddies, and I said, after Obama becomes president for two terms, this is when Hillary Clinton was still favored over him, and I know because I bet on Obama, and he was an underdog, not because I liked him, just because I knew it was going to happen. I said, Donald Trump will be our president. But unfortunately, it's going to lead to war with China. I'm not saying it's Trump's fault. It's destined to happen.
Well, and there are some signs and some reports of that. Hopefully we can cooperate with China and make deals with China. But, that is what people think. And maybe that's what's used against us if Soros gets his nuclear war. But I got to tell you, thank you for the call, Josh. I got to tell you though, the fact that George Soros, did he say that at Davos, guys? Whatever George Soros said, the fact that he's now calling out Trump by name just put him on Trump's map. So you know what's going to happen next to George Soros? He's going to be nicknamed by President Trump. He's going to be pointed at by President Trump. And then what's going to happen? He's going to be destroyed by President Trump. You stay classy, InfoWarriors. We'll be back tomorrow.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com/